content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Today is Friday,
the 26th
of June. 2020. We just got back from vacation, so if we're a little bit slow, just bear with us.
Fast forward.
We were off for about 5 days, and it was really great. We had a nice vacation. Got to turn the mind off for a little while, so we feel re-energized. Our batteries are recharged, and we are ready to roll.
Yes, we are.
And you know what? We're going to roll right into our Conspiracy Corner with Utsava Accurate. But first, I just want to take a quick second and thank everybody. I don't know if you guys really know our background, but we had a YouTube channel. When did we originally launch the YouTube channel?
We tested it out like probably seven or eight years ago. Just kind of throwing stuff up there because someone said to.
Yeah, and that was before like YouTube was really YouTube and we were really doing more audio. So we just put up some videos a long time ago. And never really did anything with it at all. It just really sat dormant for the past 7 years. And just not even 2 months ago, we decided we were going to breathe life back into our YouTube channel. And we started out with, I think it was under 150 subscribers less than 7 weeks ago. And we're already over 2,000, quickly approaching 2,200 today. And that's just because of you guys, because you are liking the videos, you're sharing the videos, you're leaving comments. We comment back, we read everything, and it's really helping the channel grow quickly. And the energy, and the energy that all of you are putting behind our show, and all of the energy that you're putting behind our highly qualified and super knowledgeable guests, are the collective energy is making the channel grow like lightning, and we're so grateful. And I just want to take a moment and kind of thank you and let you know how much we really, really appreciate it. And we decided to relaunch the channel was strictly for one reason, and that's because from all the information that's coming out, and it's coming out flooding out fast, we knew we needed to not only do it on audio, but we needed another outlet as well to connect with more people and to bring peace of mind and clarity, because for a lot of people right now, it's very unsettling. For a lot of us, it's super duper exciting. But on the flip side of that, for a lot of us, or for a lot of others, it's also really frightening, and it's scary, and it's turbulent times for many. So we're just trying to bring answers and clarity and peace and hope to everyone out there. And thank you everyone for liking the video, sharing the videos, and tuning in, and just being part of our community.
And that was a sermon right there.
It's true.
And nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
So before we bring on our future guest, Saba, I know you're all excited to check her out. I just want to remind you again, while you're on here watching it on our channel on YouTube, make sure you do hit the subscribe button, because it does keep the world going around. And if you're watching this on one of our partners' channels that are being interviewed here, and they have often they upload these videos onto their channel, same thing, just type in Spiritually Raw and hit the subscribe button. Okay, so anyway, a little bit about our guest today. We on the Conspiracy Corner, you know her. It is Utsava, with internationally known famous psychic ability. And we're actually witnessing what she's talking about here real time, which is very, very cool. You know, and also she's got, I mean, her prophecies are just insane, as you know, because she's got such a huge following, and they just, you know, everybody just really seems to be diving into these shows here about Trump, the financial reset, political and current events, taking down the deep state, you know, satanic cults, just to name a few light, airy things there. But that's what she's talking about with us. And there she is, our good friend Utsava. How are you?
Welcome.
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, wonderful, good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have
Happy
you.
Happy Friday. So, go ahead.
I want to dive right in with you, because we have, just with everything going on right now with YouTube and other social media outlets, trying to silence independent journalists, communicators like yourself, like in Recent Days Oz. You know, the, actually, it was funny, like the one where we got connected when was an interview we did with you. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Surprise.
It's all good. So got to get it out. If somebody didn't want to hear it, we just find another outlet for it. So I know that what we're doing is, everybody is, we are, because of what's happening here, and it's, you know, we've already put out a video, which many of you saw that, you know, this is happening not only to us, but to many of our sisters and brothers. It's happening a lot to them. Wasabi, I know you've had some experiences where you're having to just put all your stuff
wherever it can go.
So, no worries. Spiritually Raw is in the process of actually getting the website done. It's already broken ground on that, and you'll be able to watch the clips there just as a plan B. What I would also highly recommend to you, you know, to stay connected to the channel is not only subscribe to the YouTube, but also go on our Facebook page, and there'll be a link there for you, and subscribe on that, and make sure you turn on the notifications, because when we put information out there, that's how you're going to know. So for any reason, if YouTube does give us a blocking, then we'll get it on Facebook for you. And if you're on Facebook group, and you have the notification on there, then you'll get notification, hopefully, I think, is how it's supposed to work, right?
Exactly. So, yeah. You know what? I just wanted to kind of digress for a second on the video that got deleted. And we also were not allowed to, we're basically in YouTube jail for the next 7 days, but it was Usaba accurate. Yeah. What's that?
In YouTube jail?
Yeah, I'm in YouTube jail for 7 days. And
First of all, we
not only can we not upload any videos, but today I was watching a video on my phone and I just wanted to share a video. They blocked me from even being able to share someone else's video. Which is
just punished by affiliated with me.
Yeah, we are definitely punished.
We think we're blessed. We think we're blessed. So, you know, to really, you know, get connected with you.
That's for sure.
But I'll tell you what happened really quickly. I know we want to digress, but what happened was is we got the warning that, hey, you know, this video has been taken down. Okay, everybody makes mistakes. Don't do it again. Next time you do it again, you'll get a strike. If you feel like this is an error, then you can appeal. So we followed the protocol and we wrote appeal. Well, the appeal, because we appealed, we said, we're standing by this and we're giving you a strike for appealing. So
it was like double discrimination.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So they didn't even, they took the warning away and gave us the strike just because we appealed it. So I think that's going to happen to, you know, I know that's a lot of stuff's happened to you a lot, but having a lot of people.
Oh my God, that's so bad. Yeah, I mean, they deleted my last channel. I appealed. I have not heard anything. They didn't even give a reason why they deleted my channel. Nothing. I hear nothing.
I think someone that's watching this show right now is going to be like, you know what, maybe I'll set up like a YouTube and they're going to create this awesome outlet for you. So if you're out there and you've had this as an idea, somebody go ahead and set it up, because you got your first two people right there.
Also, my new channel, the unsubscribing subscribers all the time. They don't let this channel grow. I don't even show up anymore. It's gotten really bad. And that's why I was saying, you know, that Trump changed the law. Like somehow something with censorship, he made it so that they cannot edit content and things like that. And I said, it's not going to do anything. And it doesn't do anything.
I was just going to ask you, it's not being enforced. So, you know, how are the independent, you know, journalists and the YouTubers and the truth seekers, how are they ever going to be able to really get the information out if we're constantly being censored or spanked? It's like literally you're being spanked.
Exactly. And if I know it's a back door, see, they have also staff in China and they're doing stuff like censorship, and it goes through all kinds of back doors. So even if they, White Hat's trying to get a hold of the algorithms and all that, sometimes they're doing that and pushing some accounts, you know, they're able to push things through. I don't think they know everything, all the in and outs, how they're doing it. But I got the information like a couple of months ago, and I said this, that it's a good chance that they're going to be shut down, not just YouTube, but also Facebook, because it just never ends with them. Yeah.
So going with that thought just for a second, so if they shut it down, which you could see it happening. I mean, you could definitely, you can't disagree that it would be moving in that direction. Everybody that had everything on there would literally, you wake up one day, it's all gone.
Exactly. That's a problem. That's a problem.
They got to start moving their content now.
So maybe there's a way you know, of it moving over to another account. There's a way, but I got information that I indicated in my video. I didn't want to be so straightforward, but mm-hmm. I kind of indicated that I kind of see a good likelihood that they're going to be shut down.
Wow.
But how in and out, I don't know. But I seen a couple of months ago, they kind of, the White Hats kind of made that decision. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always been a possibility. And now look, nothing changes.
Nothing.
He makes that Trump makes different laws and things like that. They're filing lawsuits. It doesn't do anything.
It's they're still pushing the same. Harder.
It's even worse than ever. Yeah.
I was just about to say that.
Since the beginning, I've been shut down. And it's still the same. It just never changes. Maybe one thing gets better, then another thing gets worse. You know?
Do you think the White Hats will come out with a new YouTube, a new Facebook?
Exactly. Maybe you're able to somehow move things over. I don't know how they're trying to find a solution, because there's so many great videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just Keanu Group, also other research about aliens and things like that. And it would be a shame if it all would be lost. You know, there's a lot of great people on YouTube. I mean, it's amazing. And yeah. I think they're trying to find a solution. So, but I got the information, and I said it in a recent video a couple of months ago, that it's a good chance they're going to be shut down. And how is this going to work unless they completely take it over? And I think they arrested some people, some Google executives,
mm-hmm.
and they were trying to see how that's going to go. And they're so slick, you know, they're so slick. They're like the Chinese,
mm-hmm.
you know, slick. They're so slick. Yeah.
We'll be keeping you posted, everybody, on this. I mean, it's Saba ourselves. I mean, we'll just let you know what resources come out there that we know are successful that you guys can get out there.
And I can't even upload on BitChute. I've been trying on BitChute, and I have some time here coming off. I've been swamped with readings for the last few months, but I have some time coming up. I can research some more, and I will be uploading on BitChute eventually. I figure it out, but they're blocking me.
They're just going into the line and
blocking me.
You go ahead.
you know what? It just dawned on me. Your videos take forever to upload.
Exactly.
They take your particular videos take literally the last one. It was the one that after the one that got banned. We had it sitting. Before we got banned, our girl put some up and had them as unlisted, so they were already up there. But they took, the last one took 36 hours to upload.
Exactly. It takes me like 5 days to upload.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten a better last time. It took me, I think, 3 days or 2 days. But usually 5 days. It's not unusual.
5 days.
I think the Whiteheads were doing something with the lines. You know, they're putting all kinds of crap in the line so that automatically blocks things when you're sent. Yeah, like, I'm not surprised you're having issues. Sorry about that. But
no, it's okay.
I also hired some people, and they were starting having problems with uploading my videos. All of a sudden, it was not going anymore.
I think, you know? For, like I said, we're going to look, we're actually in the process of our site, and just going to be putting them up there, having it hosted on an independent server. So that's the only thing I can. Would be the safest route for right now. Enough about all of us
exactly.
and our drama. Yep.
Our drama.
More about you, right?
Yeah, definitely.
On our last show, episode 374, we talked about, you know, big checks coming, right? And mm-hmm. I remember you specifically said more stimulus checks would be starting very soon over the last 2 weeks than this. Mm-hmm. And then after you had said that on June 22nd, which was after our interview with you, International Business Times put out stimulus check news. It says Trump promises second round as a part of generous financial relief package. President Trump commits to a second stimulus. So this is, you'd mentioned this prior to.
It was literally days before.
Yeah, days before you coming on there. So thank you for that. Thank you for getting us prepared for that. But so when I share that with you, what's your vibe or take on that?
The stimulus, I'm not surprised. You know, see they're increasing the amounts too, and I'm not surprised about that. I think the first one was, I mean, it started actually in September, last September. There were some people getting checks now with the $1,200, and now I think it's $2,000-$3,000 or something like that they were talking about. So I'm not surprised, and soon you're going to be seeing $10,000 and more. And but especially when Trump is having his second term, you will see a lot more.
That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So the as he started to come out, because we were just in
South Florida,
and what's interesting there, because Florida seemed to be, you know, where we lived, it seemed to be pretty relaxed about everything. We went down there, and I tell you, it was starting to get really bad, or look, we hadn't seen it, but it seemed pretty bad. And we walked into a grocery store, and they wouldn't even let us in without the mask.
Yeah.
And then a couple of days later, they started shutting.
Wow. Yeah. It was shocking.
They were shutting down restaurants. We were walking down this, you know, just this little strip, right, where shopping's at and stuff like that. And they literally, like, I mean, they were yelling at you, put your mask on. And then the businesses, they're fining the businesses $15,000 if they let people in their stores now without a mask.
Mm-hmm. It's insane.
It's insane.
Yeah, I heard this also from clients in the Miami area. They told me the same thing.
Miami's worse. Mm-hmm.
That people yelling at you on the streets if you don't wear your mask. Mind control. Yeah, totally exactly. Mind control. Yeah, there's a lot of mind control in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area.
Absolutely. Yes, we felt it, you know, because we live in a small surf town, so it's really like isolated. We live in like a little bubble. And then when you go to a bigger city down South Florida, it was like a culture shock. We were like, what is going on? And they're sticking in. And I mean, it's like, if you're not wearing it, you're not coming in. I did want to share with you, a post. It was quite disturbing. By AOC, Alexandria Cortez. It was a Twitter post, and she said it's vital. And that, of course, she took it down after, but it was tweeted like a gazillion times. It's vital that governors maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November election, because economic recovery will help Trump be reelected. A few business closures or job losses is a small price to pay to be free from his presidency. # keep us closed.
That's sick.
I know. I see that. That's so crazy.
I mean, it's like beyond the realms of like insanity.
Does she go away like the nasty little gnat she is?
Yeah. I she got into water fraud. You know, she got into the water fraud. So once they clean up with the water fraud, she's going to be out. She's going to be gone. And she is a puppet, you know, like a marionette by some bigger player. So they tell her kind of what to say and how to act, so she gets in. But these type of people like her got into the water fraud, you know.
Yeah.
So unbelievable. Yeah. No, they're going to clean up with the water fraud. They're going to be in trouble for all that.
Good. Rightfully so.
What about like coming up now, like what you've kind of got a vibe on, and then since last week, any updated prophecies you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I've been saying, you know, I have sometimes military personnel, some military sources, they give me information. And they sometimes call me up and once in a while confirm my predictions and things like that. I have military call me up. I mean, not officially, but you know, just people who have access to inside information. And they were confirming a lot of things. And then they were also giving me some information that was kind of interesting. So so they were saying that Ellen DeGeneres is facing the death penalty. We already knew that. And the end is near. So we have stated that also. The Ellen show will be canceled. And then Kimmel show is also being canceled. He is arrested, Kimmel.
What is it for crimes against humanity? What did Jimmy Kimmel do?
They didn't tell me, but I see also the same thing, like the crimes against children. Better not to go too much into it.
Yeah.
The video. So you never know. It's not a question if they're gonna do it. The question is when.
True.
So Ellen is facing the death penalty. Yeah, Steven Spielberg has been executed a week ago. So Oprah is getting a trial in November. You know, I've been saying she's in on house arrest, and Ellen said she's facing a 30-year sentence, and I already said it's going to be prison time. So some people thought that she's facing the death penalty, and I said this before, no, and he confirmed it. It's a sentence. It's 30 years, and she already served, I think, 6 years, yeah. And that kind of he didn't give me more information, but I already said she was a whistleblower for a while. Mm. And before, and then I said she's going to be arrested, assets going to be confiscated, and then she was arrested and is on the house arrest right now. So the trial is in November.
Would that be the real Oprah or the clone? Sorry, would that be the real Oprah or is it the clone Oprah?
Clone out there?
Is there a question. Is there a clone of Oprah?
No, I don't think there's a clone out there. Oh. No, there's no clone out there, as far as I know. So basically, she's indirectly or directly involved with, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to delete the video, with trafficking stuff, alien stuff. Okay, let's put it this way. And then also there's a surprise twist, and unfortunately I can't say more, but it's positive about Isaac Cuppy and Kobe Bryant. I've been saying earlier that there were two groups that wanted him dead, and one was the pharmaceutical company. He was going to expose, they put some sort of drugs into the energy drinks or something like that. And then there was the mafia, who wanted him dead too. And so, because he was starting to work with the Whiteheads a little bit. So there's a surprise twist that I can't say anymore. I already posted it on Twitter. That was kind of interesting. And then he said that Drew Barrymore is fine and that she's considered a victim. Some people think she's going to get the death penalty, but that's not true. Miley Cyrus may have some issues. John Podesta already covered that a while back. Is getting something like a 25-year sentence. Tony Podesta has been executed a while back. So Seth Green is incarcerated. Quentin Tarantino is incarcerated. Director for Valentino has been arrested. And so we covered already Joe Biden. The clone is on the house arrest. And now there is a double for the clone. So Trump has been choking, you know, he has been talking about nothing and zero in terms of Joe Biden. So, because he's running against nothing, because Joe Biden is a clone out there, the real Joe Biden has been executed. And now there's a double for the clone, which is called Zero. They're kind of joking about things like that. And then we have Michael Flynn exonerated. That was also a prediction I made. And yeah.
If anybody caught the Trump interview last night with Sean Hannity, Trump was making a lot of innuendos about Joe Biden. Like, it was almost making it like blatantly obvious that, you know, it's not the real Joe Biden.
What did he say?
Like, he was saying,
I know, I felt that too. Yes. I shared the video on Twitter, actually, and it was really interesting what he said about Joe Biden. It's like he said nothing and zero, and just he insinuated about something. Yeah, and he also said recently Joe Biden has been shot. He's been weak and shot. I mean, he makes it very, very clear, you know.
Yeah. And it looked like he was enjoying it too while he was saying it. I mean, he was like, he wasn't like serious. No. He was like jovial. He was like smiling. You know what I mean? You could see he was like, there was that underlying, you could see like, okay, definitely he's like sending messages, you know? Drew Barrymore, you said that she's a victim. Was it something that happened?
Yes, exactly. All these people, she was a child star, and Steven Spielberg was her godfather, mm-hmm. and so they all have been molested. There was a show she participated in when she was a child, and mm-hmm. the other child died, and there were some rumors going around that basically the other child was being raped, and so she obviously witnessed it. And I wonder about these people, why didn't they say anything? But of course they can't say anything, otherwise their career is over, their life is in danger. But apparently she was, abused herself. Mm-hmm. And on Twitter she posted some videos when so many people were arrested, and she was really concerned about things. And she made that movie,
Poltergeist, I think it was
Diet or something.
Yeah, I think it was Poltergeist.
Oh, the other one. Yeah, this is. Mm-hmm. all the guys, and then the other girl died, and then she made in recent year a movie that was called, I think, Santa Clarita Diet. It's about eating humans.
Oh yeah, yeah, like yeah, that. Yeah, yeah. I've seen that. I saw it on Netflix the other day.
You know, and she was obviously involved in something, mm-hmm. but now if you look at the videos, they're pretty normal. She's happy. So the Anon said everything is fine for her. So
well, you know, if you. Something. Yeah, if you remember Drew Barrymore, well, she was like the cutest thing ever, but she would be like 12 and 13 years old, and there would be pictures of her literally at Hollywood parties that her mother would be dragging her to, that she was literally, well, she was addicted to cocaine by like the age of 14. She was an alcoholic by the time she was like 13. And you hear now, well, back then you would think, Jesus, how are all these Hollywood, you know, young starlets drinking and they're alcoholics? And now today, you know, obviously we know what was going on, and you look back and you think, well, no shit. No wonder they were addicted to cocaine and alcohol, because they were being fed it, literally.
Exactly.
For satanic purposes. From,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they're all basically child stars. A lot of them, or most of them, have been also abused. Mm-hmm. You know, she apparently, according to my answers, and I can see that, and I'm actually glad that I got this information, because it kind of really upset me that she will be involved. I never felt she was heavily involved in anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
Adam's, yeah.
I want to ask
Adam
you about
Sanders. He also said he's fine. Yeah.
The people that are under house arrest right now, what happens to their significant other? So, for example, like Ellen, her girlfriend, was it Portia?
Mm-hmm.
Portia, like, what do they do to her? How do they handle that with her? Okay, well, do you not say anything, or this will happen to you, or what does those conversations look like? Or even Oprah, for example, like, I don't even
Stedman.
Know. Stedman or Gail or whoever Gail. It is, right?
Well, Gail is involved too, and I think there's some sort of charges as well.
Hmm.
You know, they're all involved. Is Stedman involved? Yeah, he has some issues too. Yeah, I see him having some legal issues as well. You know, so they all know about these crimes. Their family members, you know, their friends and so on, they pretty much know, most of them, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out of Hollywood for a minute and going over to politics, if we can, just for a second. A couple of upcoming news events with General Flynn coming out. Is he going to be appointed back to the administration? Is there any talk? Is there anything that you see happening there where he'll go back into the administration, or is he just going to?
Yeah, I see him going back. I think they're talking about that he's going to have his position back, or a position in the administration. I think that they already decided that.
John Bolton, so he's making his rounds right now. You know, just really talking a lot of crap about what happened in the administration. So what goes on, what goes down there for him? I mean, is he getting any backlash out of it, or is he just a nuisance right now for them?
John Bolton, I don't know much about him. I haven't followed the story too much. He's nervous about something. So usually those people who talk the loudest, they're usually in a lot of trouble.
Yes, that's
like
true.
For instance, Mitt Romney is another example. He's in a lot of trouble too.
Mm-hmm. So just so we're clear, there is no King of England. Is that correct?
No, there's no King.
Because there's all still people asking, what about this king? And I'm like, no, she said there's not.
Look, there was a picture going around with the King of England and JFK Jr. in the same room sitting together. It was Photoshop. It's the same, like, you know, you were talking about on a show, like, on the Buckingham Palace, and there's in front, there's the King of England symbol now. And that was Photoshop too. I mean, it's not real.
Yeah.
I don't see, and even if he is the entitled King of England, we don't want any more King and Queens. That's part of the old era.
Exactly.
The slaves. There's the king and the slave. Oh, he's going to be a good king. He has no big ego. Oh, really? Isn't that an oxymoron? If I were to find out I'm supposed to be queen, I would say I don't want it. If I'm really humble, I would say I don't want it. You know?
Yeah.
And that's asking the nation.
So exactly.
Does she have a Patreon page?
Do you think that's why, what's the youngest, why did I just forget his name?
What's his name? William?
The brother. Why did I just forget his name?
Harry.
Harry. Do you think that's Harry. Why Harry skipped out fast? Because he didn't
I talk about that in my videos. I really felt that Harry and Meghan, they kind of knew there's nothing in there for them anymore. And the monarchy is getting dismantled. Mm-hmm. So that's how kind of they skipped away at a certain point, like a few months ago, because they knew there's no money, nothing. They're not going to get paid anymore. So why would they be part of this? It's falling apart. Yeah.
What were they threatening to tell? Because I know when they were leaving, this was in the mainstream media, like they said, okay, well, Harry was supposed to meet with the Queen and the cabinet, I guess, to talk things out. So he, and if it didn't work out in his favor, he was going to do a tell-all of something.
What I'm getting on that is like they were just kind of blackmailing them. You give us some money, otherwise we're going to talk.
Mm.
Because they're obviously broke. They're not getting paid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So Harry and his girl, what's her name?
Meghan.
Harry and Meghan. So they were the devil in that detail, were they? Were they were the ones who were just really causing problems? So it wasn't so much that anything against the kingdom and queen. They were just trying to blackmail them for money.
Yeah, I mean they have obviously some information that would be interesting for the tabloids, and so they told them, okay, you give us so much money and kind of a payout, or we're going to tell it all, you know. But the monarchy, the king and queens of England, they're pretty broke, I think. The money has been confiscated. Mm-hmm. Of course, they have also offshore accounts and they still have somehow money. But William is very disappointed that he's not going to be king. So that's falling apart. You know, it's just not official yet.
Question. I don't even know if you would know the answer to this. So who would be running England then?
Their House of Commons or whatever they call them, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think they're, I forgot the name, like William can still be involved in some sort of a job in government. I forgot what the way it's called, they can still have some sort of jobs and help to run England. I mean, they were not, their power officially was limited, their royal power, but it was bigger than people assumed.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Are all of the politicians, not all, well, yeah, I would say the high-level politicians, are they all stemming from the reptilian race bloodline? I don't mean like the mayors. I'm talking like the senators, the governors, high-level executives.
Yeah, a lot of them. I mean, they come based, a lot of these people in power, they're grown up in these families. They're connected with the Illuminati, we'd call them. I mean, Illuminati is like one name for it, or Skull and Bones, but there's this little cult. Mm-hmm. They have like some sort of devil-worshipping cults, and they all know each other, related to each other, and they have also reptilian in them a lot, and then a lot of times they're possessed by the reptilians, and because they're reptilians, the dark alien groups who were in charge of this planet until recently, so they were using these politicians, for their agenda.
How did they get so much control over the earth plane?
How did they get so much control of the earth plane? How did it happen? Over time, they just, these aliens, they've always been among humans. There's no question. And they're just trying to gain power. And so slowly they wiggle themselves into it. It's kind of the story of Adam and Eve, you know, in the Bible, where they seduce you. Oh, come over here, do this. You know, seduce with glamour, and it goes actually via ego and mind, you know, like they're promising you things and promise you, and a lot of times these Illuminati families, when they do this devil worshipping and they're inviting these reptilians, these beings enter their subtle bodies, they gain power, they gain strength, and they gain wealth from that.
Mm-hmm.
And they there's a lot of those to get away from the devil worshipping and from that control system, but then they lose power, control.
Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you, a lot of people I'm just reading, you know, and just going through the different, whatever you've gone, social media, they seem to be losing faith in Trump and what he's doing in it, that he's not taking action. You're seeing these, you're seeing, like, for example, like what we witnessed in Fort Lauderdale. You know, I know we talked about on a previous episode that he's just kind of letting them implode upon themselves, but along the way, you're seeing a lot of these businesses suffer. You're seeing a lot of these people that are getting fined, these businesses getting fined for not adhering to these guidelines. And he keeps saying, if they don't fix it, I'm going to step in. I'm going to step in. If they don't fix it, I'm going to step in. I'm going to step in. So number one, my question to you is, when is enough? At what point will he say, okay, that he's gauged the that they're going through the sufferings enough for them, you know, or is he going to, I guess, yeah, hopefully he will do something, but what these governors are doing right now, can he not override them right now? And is there some sort of law that's saying, okay, he can't do anything? Because it seems like from the perspective outside looking in is that he's just idly watching, you know what I mean? And he's been saying for the last month, if they don't do it, I'll do it, you know, but it doesn't seem like anything happens.
Yeah, unfortunately, it just kind of has to get worse before it gets better for people to see. Like Trump said a couple of months ago, there will be a lot of sacrifices coming up. And unfortunately, I mean, people have to sacrifice. And I think he's doing the best he can. And there's legal procedures that have to be followed. Like he already stepped in with the military in some states and you know, called the National Guard and so on, when the governors were not doing their jobs. But, you know, I think one thing is the legal procedure has to be followed. There's some hurdles in that. And the other thing is they're watching all these people and the governors, and they're going to be in a lot of trouble, and a lot of these people are going to be arrested. And so it's kind of like while these kind of so-called sting operations are going on, they're collecting more dirt on them. And there's just a lot going on. And unfortunately, yeah, I know businesses and people suffer, but that makes them not vote for those governors anymore and then vote for Trump, because he will eventually step in. You know, I know it's kind of slow, but he's also coming up with stimulus checks and more checks, more money for people. But of course, a lot of people suffer and they're not getting their checks either. Not everybody is getting their money. And so there's always casualties.
Casualties of this war, yeah.
So he's doing the best he can.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. With the Illuminati and the deep state, which, you know, supposedly, and we see it happening, that it is coming down. Will we ever get to a point that it will be eliminated? Will there ever be a point that there will be no more, quote unquote, Illuminati or deep state?
The scum. Remember, we retitled
the scum.
We titled them on the last show.
Yeah.
They're no longer anything
good. Yeah. Scum. No, I don't think you can get rid of evil altogether. I mean, it's kind of, the question is who has the power, and maybe they're going to be less. We have always been in the majority, but there's going to be a greater majority, and a lot of these people are going to be executed and arrested and then go away, and demons and these reptilians sent to other planets and so on. But there will be always, they will be always around. They just won't have the power.
So maybe then, is that why Trump, you know, you see the statues coming down, where you have all of the news media and all of the police personnel that are literally standing behind the protesters that are pulling down these, whatever they're made out of, bronze statues, or whatever they're cast in, and no one's doing anything about it. So is he, I mean, they're allowing it to happen because the police obviously have been told to stand down, right? So do you think that he's doing it then to let everyone see the evil that is really permeating our world?
Exactly. Like that, and that's what I said with the coronavirus. They could have stopped the spreading of the coronavirus earlier on. And they didn't know there were all these things are going to happen with the nursing homes, and they're going to be killing all these people and stuff like that. It's going to be that bad. But they kind of letting it happen for people to see what these governors and the Democrats are all about in power. And they really don't care about the people. And, you know, they're telling police to stand down, businesses getting destroyed, statues are getting destroyed. I mean, and what can he do? I mean, what is he going to just come in with the military in every single state, every single city they're doing it? I mean, there's just so much going on. He, you know,
and there's so much
then they're going to say he's a dictator and we're going to be, in war or something like that. So you have to kind of balance things, because it's really all about ultimately to show people what this governor is all about, and that makes them going to vote for Trump, come the election.
Yeah.
Is there another shutdown coming? Because there's a spike. Obviously, they're marketing now. It's another spike, increases in COVID. Some states, 20-30% kind of thing. Is there another shutdown coming, you think? Or
no, they're trying to stall whatever is happening right now, but I don't think so. I don't think they will get away. They're trying to do it, but I don't think they will get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. These businesses we were referring to earlier that are getting shut down, do you see those, like right now, like I said, they just didn't, I think it was last when we were sat, it was just a few days ago when that we were traveling and those businesses were getting shut down. Things like that that are happening right now. Is that in the worst stage right now, or is it still got more worse to go for, people?
I think
like
it's
that?
Like at the bottom, it's like the worst stage right now. Yes.
Okay.
Worst stage.
Yeah, that's
well, that's good. Good.
That's good and inspiring.
Yeah,
there, so.
That is good, actually.
And on that high note, Utsava, thank you very much for being on. That's Utsava, everybody. Utsava, can you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, how they can stay connected with you, find you? Yeah.
Well, please visit my website, www.utsava.net. There's all the social media links. There you can find my YouTube channel. You can find my other social media and also Twitter and Patreon as well.
Okay, right on. So it's always been very enlightening to be here with you today. Thank you for sharing your time with us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so
yes,
much.
Thank you. Right.
Yeah, we'll see you next time, right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, she's always so great to have on, isn't she?
I know. It's like a breath of fresh air.
Yep.
It is. It's so nice. And I hope Utsava does for all of you what she does for us, and just helps to give us clarity, brings you back to center, helps ground you. Helps you feel just more at peace and know
like
it's gonna be all right.
Like you're smoking a peace pipe.
Yeah, absolutely. Or what's Trump say?
What does he say?
The best is yet to come. And that's what we have to constantly remind ourselves. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Absolutely.
And with that, together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often and tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.